morning. Greetings of love and peace in the name of Jesus this morning. I have just a short meditation on 1 Peter chapter 2, starting at verse 11. I've titled the thoughts this morning as free. Start reading here at verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, or unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. As free. We have been given a liberty in Christ. And I think we should rejoice in that liberty, that freedom. We're as free. But it says as free. It didn't say we were. I don't know, maybe some ways we are. But we have been, those of us that have fully surrendered our lives and our hearts to the Lordship of Jesus, we're not really free because we're servants of His. He's our master. We do His bidding. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's not. And it comes down to our hearts and how we use this freedom. So it says, not using this liberty, this freedom that we have as a cloak of maliciousness. And that would just be a, malicious would be just like a wrong desire in our hearts. But as a servant of God. So, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than that. And He knows He knows the desire of our hearts to serve Him or not. So we can take comfort in knowing that we are fully surrendered to Him, that we're not being deceptive with our freedom in Christ. So this affects all areas of our life. It affects how we relate to the people around us in the community. It affects how we relate to church authority, to leadership in the church. It affects how we relate to our families. It affects who we are in every area. Our liberty in Christ and using it to serve God. As it says in the last part of this, verse 16 says, but as the servants of God. If we find ourselves trying to use our liberty in Christ for our own gain, our own ambitions, our own profit, I'll just say, that's not the freedom. And there is freedom to be had in Jesus. So if you find yourself not being free, because I know there's definitely been times where even since I've begun on the way of serving the Lord, that I have not been free. I've had my own personal agenda or my own desire behind what I was saying. You can even be saying something that's perfectly true, just absolutely dead on. Say, you know, this is the way we should relate to church life or anything, any area of life. You can say I'm dead. You might be dead on. But if you're using that to really, if you're using that truth to just get your own way, then that's what this is talking about. Even though you're using it just an absolute truth, I mean, something that, yeah, maybe it's your freedom in Christ. You're holding that up. But if you're doing it to have your own way, that's what this cloak is about. That's what you're wearing, this cloak. And there's freedom from that. So, verse 17, honor all men. I think that word honor, I looked it up. It's basically to esteem or put value on everybody, on anyone. So there's no one that God has created that we shouldn't value. That's part of this servanthood, is being a servant of God, is valuing every soul that God made. There's not one of them out there that He doesn't value. So we need to honor all men. Love the brotherhood. When we love the brotherhood, we are going to serve in a free way without a cloak on. We won't have a cloak. This love is a servant that doesn't have a coat on. Fearing God and doing all this in the fear of God, honor the King. So we're respecting our church authority, but we're also respecting our earthly kingdoms here that we are a part of without having a choice. I mean, you live in America, you're an American, if you have citizenship anyway. So my encouragement is that we be free. Free from our own agendas, free from our own lusts, so to speak, as it talks out, starts out here in verse 11. We are strangers and pilgrims, and we're here to abstain from the desires of the world and be free from those things to serve Christ and His kingdom and further His kingdom here today. So my encouragement to each one is to truly love God with all your heart and be completely surrendered to His will. And He will give you a freedom and a joy that is beyond comprehension of this world. And it won't be hard to honor all men. It won't be hard to love the brotherhood. You'll fear God, and you'll honor the King.